981-2NM. The last time we had a chat to Jamie Feeney, he had just finished coaching the Gold Coast Titans in their inaugural season in the women's NRL. Things have changed a little bit since then. We're catching up to find out what's going on. Jamie, how are we doing, mate?
Yeah, very good, Bear. It's a very, very rainy day up in Brisbane. So, mate, we're keeping all the kids indoors at school and indoor sports and last day of the week, so they're keen to get out of here and have the weekend and so am I, so I can watch plenty of footy.
Well, there's plenty to be had as we run into the finals. First of all, I just wanted to find out, so you're not coaching the Gold Coast Titans NRLW side anymore, unfortunately?
No, mate. They made it into a full-time job, which is kind of happening across some of the clubs, not all of them yet, but I imagine they're going to very shortly. And mate, to be honest with you, I took a while to get back into full-time teaching, which is what I wanted to do before I was even a footballer.
Yep.
And I'm back running at a really good school at Marsden State High. I'm running a footy program here. It's a really good job, and I'm going to stick with that, mate. And yeah, and sort of have a bit of focus on family again and looking after the little twins and spending plenty more time at home and sort of watching how the game develops now for the females and look at getting back in maybe into the male side of the football program again.
Well, mate, look, you know, I've always said your kids are only young once. You've got to be able to be there to enjoy that experience. And, you know, you've got a long, long career ahead of you. So that's a great decision. But do you think you might miss the, you know, all the froth and bubble of coaching a women's side?
Oh, mate, I probably will. I'll definitely miss coaching. I'll definitely miss being out there on the field, you know, three nights a week and learning or trying to get them to learn what I know and teaching, because it's coaching is my passion. But I'm not far away from it. I coach every day here at school, and I see the benefit of my coaching and the coaches around us, you know, almost instantaneously at school. And yeah, which is kind of why I started coaching and why I even started teaching, is to see that benefit that I have on you know, that my education has on kids and rugby league players. So I get that every day, so the fix is there. But at that higher level, I'll get back to it at some stage, mate. And, that's right at this moment, just focusing on family and working at school and, yeah, see what else pops up in the future.
All right, well, I'm going to take you back in time a little bit. We're speaking to Jamie Feeney, of course. He played with the Canterbury Bulldogs and the Melbourne Storm in the NRL. And I'm looking back to 2004, the season the Bulldogs won the premiership. And I wanted to ask you, after the State of Origin period is over, is there a change in a football team as you're running towards the semi-finals? Can you recall what it was like at that time?
Yeah, I definitely think there is. You know, especially for the teams that have a lot of players that go into that Origin series, because it's a fairly long disruption to your prep. You lose a lot of players for, you know, each Origin camp goes for about 10 days. So, you know, there's 30 days out of the middle of the season that you lose some of your best players for your preparation. I know that there's buys and there's weeks off for people, and there's you know, that whole weekend, that international and rep weekend where NRL isn't played. But you sort of lose your momentum that you gain all the way from November through to, you know, to June when Origin starts. And then you have to sort of get that momentum back, you know. And obviously there's some injuries that come from playing that high-level football that some players have suffered. And by the time most of the teams, by the time you get to the semis, you've got most of your players back, except for your really long-term injury players. And then you have a refocus because, you know, it's now all about the competition, you know. And you get hopefully you get your 17 back that play regular, consistent first grade. You've got your team structures all sorted out. And then you individually, you take on each team, because each game is really important by the end. Obviously, you want to finish, you know, in the top four, and if you're not, you know, you want to finish at the top of that, you know, you want to finish sixth or seventh. So, you know, it does become, you know, every other distraction goes out the window and it starts to become just about your team and just about the finals and almost winning every game as it comes rather than looking too far forward about where you might end up, because then you lose focus of that next game and could possibly not get the result you're after.
It's an old cliche about taking one game at a time, but are you not sort of keeping a little bit of an eye on the ladder? Like if you're coming up against a team that's close to you, like if we beat these guys, we've got one up on them, that sort of thing.
Yeah, you do. But, you know, I think those teams fighting for the bottom eight are just looking at every game on their own. The teams that are at the top, like your Penriths, that are going to be there. They're going to be in the top four. They've rarely stumbled over the last couple of years towards the back end. Melbourne, you know, they're in the top four at the moment still, but they've lost three in a row. You know, they've got to get their house in order and they've got to win the next game, which is South Sydney on the weekend. And that's a really big contest because, you know, South are coming off a really big win.
Yeah.
Well, a couple of really good big games. You know, Latrell's back. They're firing. You know, they've got to find a way to stop him, you know, without, you know, Ryan Pappenhausen. So there's a little bit of a mix up there in their team.
Mate,
so they've got to sort of really get back to it really quickly and get on the winning circle. But then those bottom teams just have to win each game, mate, because if they lose one,
yeah,
it's that jam-packed that they might miss out by one or two points or even for and against.
Jamie, when you look at the top teams in a competition, it's like it feels sometimes like they never seem to suffer any injuries. But when you're cruising and everything's going brilliantly, do players kind of keep some injuries quiet? Because you don't want to get out of the team that could potentially win the premiership, do you?
Oh, mate, it would be really hard for anyone to keep an injury quiet. You know, there's so many cameras now on the game.
Yeah.
That if you get a knock and you stumble, you know, someone's going to see it.
Yeah.
You know, whether it be your medical staff or the independent doctor will see something, especially if it's something like a concussion or something like that. They're very rarely going to miss them. And I don't think players these days would. It's really hard. They train so hard that you couldn't hide an injury without it getting spotted. So, but you also, there's so many better, trainers and medical staff around. There's so many more medical staff around the team these days.
Yep.
I was down in Melbourne on the weekend for Old Boys Weekend, which was great to catch up with some of the old players. And although we didn't get the result, it was a great weekend.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many more staff down there. You know, you go into the sheds and, you know, there's almost as many staff as there are players.
That's incredible.
Mate, they get looked after very, very well. So it's really hard to hide something like that. But it's also really, it's probably easier to come back from an injury because you've got so many more people treating you and watching you and so many more professionals there watching and being able to rehab you back. So, you wouldn't be able to hide one, but you're also really quickly, you know, you can come back from injuries. Obviously not real serious ones like Paps's, but you can come back a lot quicker.
Well, it is going to be a fascinating run into the finals there. You know, Penrith seems to be in the team to beat at the moment, with all others clamouring for the following positions. We will catch up, Jamie, and have another chat as we get closer to the finals, because it's a fascinating insight that you've given us, mate. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bear, mate. Appreciate it.